Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast. It is Tara Rudy, your host with Shift Your Life Design. I am here in week two of my most recent podcast series to touch base with you again on my last talk, which is those 40 extra pounds. So I've been 1 week into my weight loss journey, and I want to talk to you guys before I go in for my weigh-in tonight. So I took myself over the last few weeks to discover I needed a change and I needed to set myself into a new position for success. And I'm like every one of you who have ever struggled with weight issues. I understand what I need to do to get closer to my goal. But even when I pursue those behavior changes, I seem to be at stagnant, and I needed a reason to see a change. So I joined Weight Watchers last week, and I'm here to talk to you guys today on how to measure success in your lives and your journeys of life. So last week I talked to you about how I got started again this new journey of weight loss. And I determined beforehand I needed a goal. And my goal was obviously to lose 40 extra pounds. And so I recognized that this is a pretty large, outstanding goal. So I had to take it in and make more specific goals. And I use the SMART approach to goal making, which is specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, realistic, and timely. So I thought to myself, well, what is more realistic? And I thought even 1 pound in the right direction is better than no pounds. So this last week I set out to do just that. I've always consistently said I can't lose weight, it just won't come off, no matter what effort I've made. So this time I said, enough is enough. I'm making a SMART goal this week and I am going to make some changes to try and get 1 point off that number scale. So establishing ahead of time what a successful week looks like, it gives us opportunity to plan what it will look like next when we achieve that goal and sort of how we're going to measure that success. So having a way to measure success is important in understanding how you're going to stay motivated and focused. So for me, I made a goal. I'm not sure if I've lost that 1 pound, but I did gain a lot over the last 7 days, and I wanted to touch and reiterate the success I've gained. So I sat back tonight after work, and I made a list of all the successes I've gained this week. So I'm going to go through that list with each of you, and then I'm going to take you into a little bit more on how to measure the measurement strategies I was able to use. So I joined Weight Watchers. It gave me a program, which I already have done in my past. My mom and I did it as I was a young woman, and apparently it was 19 years ago. My mom and I both successfully lost 30 pounds at that time. And looking back, my mom would have been about 39. I'm now 37 this year, so it's interesting to see how our paths have been very similar 20 years apart. And so over the last week, I've journeyed through Weight Watchers. I've connected on the app. I've connected online with group chats. I connected in a group setting at a in-person meeting. I've done a lot of things which can measure my success. So what it gave me was an opportunity to pay attention on purpose. Weight Watchers gives you a points value, and what that means is you must calculate all food that you process into your mouth and know the point system as you go along your daily nutritional requirements. So you're given a certain number, you try to sustain that number throughout that day, and so it makes you pay attention on purpose. I stop feeding my anxiety. I absolutely feed my anxiety. So if I'm feeling overwhelmed, stressed, uncertain, nervous about anything, I eat unconsciously. I sit down to eat and it's fast and it's gone. So I stopped feeding my anxiety and I started to slow down. I started to feed the garbage can instead of me. I have 3 children, all of which eat small, minute amounts, which in previous times I would see it as an opportunity to continually feed off of their food supply. And so I've stopped feeding me the garbage and I've given it to the garbage can where it is better suited. I have successfully helped both my mom and her sister, my auntie, focus on some positive choices in their lives, possibly leading them to make better changes on recognizing what's impacting their weight management. So we spent the long weekend together and just having those 3 days and me being brand new in the program, I brought some food that I knew were safe. I prepared ahead for the 3 days of long weekend so I didn't have to feel powerless. So I discovered that that was a success, just giving away a little bit of ideas, motivation, and some strategies. I discovered eating well doesn't have to be boring. So food is a beautiful part of our life, and I have always gone on plateaus where we would cut carbs, we would deprive ourselves. But this process of eating better with a Weight Watcher program has allowed me the opportunity to eat fulfilling substance and still hopefully get towards my 1 pound goal. I actually enjoy lentils. I know I've seen dietitian and she always stresses, eat more lentils, eat more lentils. So this time I prepared them. I mixed them with rices, pastas. I've eaten them on their own. I've made a soup. I've done so much this week with lentils and it's more than I've done before. So that's a success. Another success I gained was a new recipe, which I will put on my blog, www.shiftyourlifedesign.com, and it was creamy black bean dip, and I'll share that with you guys. It's a Weight Watcher recipe, but it was really nice for an evening snack with a low point value, so it was healthy. Better than going for, say, the guac and nachos and cheese, where it is full of high calorie snacking. Another success, I learned to be prepared. And as I mentioned, I planned ahead, cooked some extra chicken breast to take to the lake. In the event we were going to have hot dogs, I would have some alternative. I still can indulge, but in smaller quantities. So I had a few chips out of the bag one evening, but I planted the points value into my Weight Watchers app and I was accountable. So that was actually a success. I knew eating right then. And okay, so in the past I would eat right, but it's quite different than what this week felt like. So what I've learned is that not all Greek yogurt is healthy for me. I've learned that all breads are not healthy for me. And I've learned that all meats are not just meats and healthy for me. I learned that every food has a calorie distribution, and being able to see that what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another, that we aren't all the same. Another success was the support group. It was quite interesting. The room was 8 women, and I was the only one in there under the age of 40, which doesn't impact me at all. I actually enjoyed it because I watched a variety of women who have already faced their own journey and were all at different stages. And I know nothing about these people, how long they've been in this program, how long they've been coming to meetings. So without any judgment, What I did learn is that we had a good laugh about the summer, and I might have possibly learned that Pilsner beer could be a possibility to my 40-pound weight gain. My husband bought boxes of Pilsner beer from Edmonton Costco, and apparently it's cheaper there. So I guess the cheaper version of beer might have affected my weight loss significantly, and I learned more to go towards the Michelob's or the Coors Light Ultras are also good. So a glass of wine, apparently the bottle of wine is almost 20 points in a Weight Watcher freestyle program. So I guess evenings in with my ladies might have to look a little bit different. I did feel successful again in that I was able to have just a glass of wine 1 to 2 evenings this past week, and I didn't overconsume. So new ways I was able to discover and measure success. I actually had a very content week in my circumstance and the choices I was able to make. I found courage in difficult moments. I had anxiety a few times. Well, I'm gonna need a snack. What if I don't know what to make for dinners? But I did some research, I prepared, and I got through that difficult moment. There is something to be said about commitment. Signing up for a program was a good success for me this week, and I was successfully able to track my calories, my points, and that gives me faith in the next week to come. There's some honesty in feeling deprivation. So I found the idea of being honest when I felt deprived. Sometimes we feel it's a physical symptom, sometimes it's emotional, but recognizing what we feel when we feel deprived, those recognition of emotions can better help you understand what's going on deeper within. So also this week, I've learned to be more kind with the week. I guess for many years, this past several 7 years, I have been one of those weak people. I've been very physically active. I've been a lifestyle advocate for healthy change. I'm a wellness advocate through my work, through my fitness group classes, and yet I have not been successful in making change. So I have learned to be more kind to those that are struggling, as I was one of those individuals and I did not have the answers. I learned also that I need to be responsible for mistakes I've made. I tried to eat a snack here and there without counting, but I realized I was lying to myself by avoiding the application of marking those calories taken in into my app. I needed to be responsible. If I make a choice, I need to be responsible for the outcome. And that's what measured success this week for me the most. I did stay within my points mostly every day. But again, the freestyle program allows you an extra 35 points throughout the week. And I actually had 7 at the end, and today rolled over. And I was excited because I actually thought those 7 more points were for today. So I actually was very successful. All right. We are people that too often we give control of our most precious asset to another. We fall under influence of a substance, a possession, or an entertainment. And when we do, our life is no longer our own. So recognize self-control in the face of an addiction. So I want to reiterate the idea that I may have had some food issues, more so an addiction to food. It's hard to stop at one serving for me at dinner time, at snack time, at anxiety time. So recognizing that I depended on that to feel good is something I need to be accountable for in order to start working on change. So to find out more about my success in Measure, please don't hesitate to follow my Instagram, Shift Your Life Design. I weigh in an hour, and I am going to find some photo op to tell you if I was successful in a numerology sort of finding. So thanks for listening. How to measure success. It is more than just the number on the scale. So whatever happens at the end of this day, I did gain a lot of successes, and I'm going to continue on my journey with or without the success of the 1 pound weight loss. Thank you for listening. I look forward to connecting with you guys again next week.